Hello, and welcome back to Hey You. Today, we are joined by two peer coaches, Joe Ahe and Kylie Cassidy, to learn more about what a peer coach does and how beneficial they can be. From showing you new career opportunities to helping you discover what you're capable of, they are a great tool offered by Business Career Services. I'm Athena.
And I'm Riley.
And this is Hey You.
We sat down with BCS peer coaches Joe and Kylie, who have both been coaching for about a year now, and in turn have gotten to work with a host of students looking for guidance on their career journey. Here is a bit more about each of them.
My name is Joseph Ahe. I'm a peer coach here at the Business Career Services. I'm a finance major in my fourth year last year, and an interesting fact about myself is I'm a big NBA fan. So for all you NBA fans out there, go Pistons.
My name is Kylie Cassidy. I'm a junior. I'm double majoring in marketing and management with a minor in information systems. In my pastime, I love to knit, and I am obsessed with Pretty Little Liars and Gossip Girl.
Now, what is a peer coach, and how is it different from a career coach? Well, if you haven't declared a major yet, you will be assigned a peer coach. Each career coach helps out a specific major, while peer coaches are equipped to help those who are undecided or just starting out. Our peer coaches help with many things, from resume reviews, application guidance, to career exploration. Beyond that, they can also serve as mentors to assist you on a uniquely personal level.
So my dad told me, if you want to be good at a skill, you need a trainer. If you want to learn what you're capable of, work with a coach. So I think being a peer coach is a lot of teaching students what they're capable of. Peer coaches come from a place of understanding and empathy. We have all the same challenges, fears, hardships, and even wins. BCS is filled with options, strategies, and service that we can share with students to align with their goals.
Kind of just going off what Kylie said, you know, we're here, we're around the full-time coaches all the time. So yeah, you might think that we're just another student that's sitting by you in class, but really we do know a lot of opportunities that are out there, a lot of internship experience being third and fourth year students. So I think there is a lot out there that we can help you with.
Peer coaches can help all types of students, but if you find that you are new to the career journey, looking to get insights on your intended career path, or simply need a second pair of eyes on a new resume, you should consider reaching out today. Peer coaches are very supportive in guiding you through any stage of that process.
I would say there's more of an emphasis on the underclassmen, so like freshmen and sophomores who are just getting started within the business school. I know when I was getting started, I was super lost as far as kind of what was out there, what classes you could take, what opportunities there are on campus, what internships there are. So coming in and making an appointment to sit down with a peer coach or a career coach and hearing about all those opportunities, I think go miles for your professional career and your collegiate experience.
Like Joe said, I mean, every student could benefit, but we'd prioritize the students that are feeling overwhelmed, undecided, confused, or frustrated. We let them know they're not alone. Everyone has these moments. And as a peer coach, we just try to cut through the noise and help them get on the right path.
You may be thinking, these peer coaches are just students like me. How can they really help? But we are here to dispel any myths or misconceptions you may have.
I'm sure Joe would agree with this, but a lot of students come to us looking for an answer, but we can't always make that decision for you. We can guide you and show you resources to help you find the answer, but a peer coach isn't going to do the work for you. Your success comes from your own actions.
We're a guide. We're not going to go out there and do the work for you, but we're going to guide you into the right direction as far as where you want to be. I think people often hear the word peer and peer coach, and they think, you know, they're just students. They don't have any real world experience. When in reality, you know, we're working alongside the full-time coaches every single day in the office, and we hear about and know about all the different opportunities there are on campus to get involved, whether that be through clubs, internships, or even full-time jobs.
Joe, Kylie, and the rest of the peer coaching team have the opportunity to meet with a wide variety of students each day, giving them a first-hand look at what current students struggle with the most. They have found the most common difficulty for early undergrads is that many are either quick to compare themselves to others or have a hard time facing rejection, but they offered some advice on how to combat those issues.
I often hear students come in and they ask the question, am I behind? To me, that's not a bad thing, but it is a mistake because my response is always, you know, no, you're not behind. This is a normal thing to ask yourself, especially at this stage in your life. And the fact that you're asking it means that you're thinking ahead. You can't judge yourself based on where you are compared to your peers. You know, focusing on where you are now and what your next step is to move forward into your career is going to be the most important thing for you.
I'm definitely a victim of this as well, but a really common mistake through the job process is not being able to take a no. In the job process, you're going to receive a lot more no's than yeses, and I think it's way more powerful to be able to take a no and grow from it than feel beat up by it. No, it's never personal. You need to be resilient and have tenacity. Also, if you get a no, reach out and ask what you could do better.
As previously mentioned, peer coaches are students too. So they understand what the career journey is like as they are also experiencing it alongside you. Because of that, they know how important it is to reach out when you need it and take advantage of every opportunity that may present itself.
I have a few pieces of advice. The first one is reach out early and often. There's literally no repercussions to reaching out early, asking questions, and learning more. If anything, you're going to stand out as a candidate. Another piece is even if you're feeling confident or have a job, it's still always great to check in with a peer coach, review your options, and even brainstorm. And lastly, my biggest piece of advice is use the resources the business school provides. They give you everything you need to succeed. Go to the seminars, talk to professors, ask the uncomfortable questions, get your foot in the door.
Yeah, that was great, Kylie. I think everything that you said there is pretty spot on. What I'd like to go over is I think the biggest thing would be networking. About 85% of jobs are filled through networking, which is pretty crazy. So it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And not only who you know, but who knows you. So going to events and getting involved with student clubs and organizations and trying to introduce yourself to someone new every single day, getting out of your comfort zone, it's not only going to help you grow in your career, but as a person as well. I'm not going to say to not go to class or ditch class, but because you should still study hard, work hard, get good grades, but ultimately, networking could be the difference maker in securing a job or an internship.
We, as business career ambassadors, know the value that peer coaches bring to students at the Eccles School, but we're not the only ones who have had a positive experience with them. Here's what one student has to say about his recent experience meeting with Tiffany, one of our peer coaches.
Eccles undergrad student Sanjot says, "Career Ambassador Tiffany, firstly, provided a great constructive critique on my resume, allowing me to radically improve it. However, even after doing so, she was more than open to discussing some of my future career plans, regardless of how tentative or half-formed ideas they may have been. I walked away from the meeting enlightened, with a clear purpose and vision about what I wish to achieve." Thank you, Sanjot, for providing your feedback, and we're really happy that you had such a great experience with our peer coaches.
We also wanted to thank Joe and Kylie for joining us on this episode. It was very insightful to hear about what peer coaches can help students of the Eccles School with and how they can make a difference in their journey. If you feel like you could use some help from a peer coach, book an appointment today. There are a handful of great peer coaches on our staff that are eager to work with you.
Be sure to give this episode a like, a review, and share it with your friends. If you would like to listen to more episodes, we can be found on any platform you stream podcasts.
Once again, I'm Riley.
And I'm Athena.
Thanks for joining us on
Hey You.